You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. We're going to start today's show with a story about a controversial animal, the pit bull. Did you know that they're the most bred dog in America? They're the most common in shelters, and they're the most euthanized as well. Of course, you're probably aware that they're the dog most often mentioned in the media.
Developing news in San Francisco, where a police officer shot and killed a family's pit bull dog. It happened just after 6 on Oakdale Avenue in the Bayview neighborhood.
Two SFPD officers responded to the house after getting a 911 call. Turned out there was no emergency. It was a child who was playing with the phone.
6 shots for a dog.
San Francisco police, however, say the officer was bitten several times.
She was our pet. We've had her for over 10 years, so it's really heartbreaking.
And just this past Tuesday, a federal officer shot and wounded an 11-year-old pit bull near the San Francisco Mint building. The dog had been chasing a number of people on the street. Perhaps because of stories like these, there are organizations whose sole mission is to make the breed extinct. And in some areas of the United States, legislation is trying to do the same thing. But is the pit bull really as dangerous as they say? Louise Codd reports.
If you search YouTube, you can easily find scenes like this. Dogs fighting. There are almost 500,000 entries with the search term pit bull fights. They happen all the time, everywhere. December 19, 2013, police officers go to a home on Eldridge Avenue in East Oakland. They're serving a search warrant, but they find something more than they are looking for. They find 11 dogs chained up. It's a dogfighting operation. The police shut it down and place the dogs with Oakland Animal Services. One of the rescued pit bull's names is Tanner. From far away, Tanner looks like a healthy and athletic dog. It's only as you get closer to his sand-colored coat that you can see some thin-lined scars on the side of his chest. Tanner has recently been adopted by Travis Greenlee.
Tanner is a great dog. He's very calm, he's a little shy, and he absolutely loves to run. That's Tanner. He's either being a perfect angel inside or he's just running like the wind outside.
Knowing that Tanner has been used in dogfighting and has been rescued from that situation, do you see any signs of that history in his behavior?
Yes, there have been some situations. If he detects in another dog, if he detects aggression, he will respond in kind very quickly.
The pit bull's reputation for being aggressive precedes them.
What's your name?
Cassandra Green.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Do you like pit bulls?
Pit bulls? Oh, I think they're kind of terrifying. I don't like them at all.
Why are people so afraid of pit bulls? PETA spokeswoman Lisa Launch thinks that it has to do with the dog's nature.
Dogs have been bred with a genetic blueprint that makes them more likely to do certain things.
But pit bulls are not a specific breed. The word pit bull is used to describe a group of dogs with certain characteristic looks in common. All were historically bred for two purposes: to control vermin and to fight. Launch says those traits can be passed down, but that's not the only thing that matters.
The way we treat dogs also has a huge impact on their behavior. Neglecting, abusing, or bullying them in any way is a recipe for disaster, especially when the dog naturally has fearful and/or protective instincts.
When 27-year-old Keith Leswing was living in shared housing in San Francisco, he was attacked by his roommate's pit bull, Tank. The dog had never shown any aggressive behavior before he suddenly went for the bite.
One time, people were hanging out on the stoop, and Tank was there, and he kind of stood up and nipped my arm. And he bit me hard enough to definitely break the sweatshirt I was wearing and two little puncture wounds.
Leswing stayed in the house.
I think pit bulls in the city, they bring up issues, but I think they do bring a lot of happiness to a lot of people. I don't have a problem with pit bulls in urban areas.
But the story of the attack is the kind that the media jumps on regularly.
Also new at 6, pit bulls attack. Tonight, a 22-year-old college student is in the hospital with serious injuries after he was attacked viciously last night by 3 pit bulls in New Bedford.
Over time, if you hear a particular story over and over and over, it becomes what we call a trend story.
Linnea Edmeyer is director of external affairs at the UC Berkeley Journalism School.
It's talking about a particular trend in automotives, a particular trend in the housing market, a particular trend in gasoline prices. Unfortunately, the dogs have become it's become a particular trend in a dog story.
It's become such a trend that the ASPCA, the American Society for Protection and Cruelty Against Animals, it's reported something disturbing. That the media specifically told them that they have no interest in reporting on dog attacks that don't involve pit bull type dogs. And anti-pit bull groups used the media to build their case against the dogs.
A 63-year-old woman was mauled to death by pit bulls in Southern California today.
Dogsbite.org is a group that tracks what it calls dangerous dog breeds. They counted news articles and found that pit bulls killed 27 Americans in 2014. That's nearly two-thirds of all reported dog-related deaths. That kind of stat has led to legal action in some cities. Pit bull breeds were banned in Denver, Colorado in 1989. But it's not working. Dogs continue to bite more people in Denver than almost anywhere else in the state. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say breed bans are not effective, and they don't address the biggest problem, unfixed dogs. Rebecca Katz is Oakland's director of animal services. She used to hold that position in San Francisco, where she drafted the city's current legislation requiring pit bulls to be spayed or neutered.
Most of the cases involving any kind of serious maulings or injury are intact animals of any sort.
Okay, so now we're going to go into the available dogs, the first room, and we'll check out some...
Ooh, here we have some.
Kate Wolfson is president of California Pit Bull Rescue. She's walking with me through Oakland Animal Services dog shelter, home of 220 dogs.
It's sad. It's like looking at somebody in jail. Just imagine yourself in there.
And for the pit bulls that come here and to other shelters, how do their story usually continue from here on?
It pretty much ends at the shelter. Most pit bulls do not make it out of a shelter alive.
Around the country, only 1 in 600 pit bulls gets out of animal shelters alive. One that got lucky is Tanner. That's the pit bull who was rescued from the dog fight operation in Oakland. Travis Greenlee fostered Tanner for 3 months and ultimately decided to adopt him. He spent a lot of time rehabilitating the former fighter.
I think really it's just a situation of Tanner learning that that's not what the humans that have him now want him to do. So I think there is that instinct is there, you know, that desire, or not desire, but the training, you know, to react in a situation that I've seen. But it's very easy to defuse, and he's happy to know that that's not what he has to do.
He's safe. In Oakland, I'm Louise Codd for Cross Currents.